Chapter 8. Tsubaki. Aruka knelt beside Kakashi, looking at him spread out on his front, head pillowed on his folded arms. Kakashi was peeking at him with one eye, brightly curious, as Aruka located the small container of lubricant in the bedside drawer. "Being on top might be easier for you," Aruka said. "Give you more control over, how deep I go." He felt his cheeks warm at this impromptu lecture. Kakashi continued to regard him. "Or, you don't have to be on top," Aruka finished, when Kakashi didn't say anything. He could feel the other man's uncertainty, and it helped him feel a bit more confident. "Up on your knees." Kakashi obeyed after a beat, resting his weight on his elbows. Aruka crawled behind him, rubbing his free hand appreciatively up the back of Kakashi's leg. Then he took a deep breath and gripped one cheek of Kakashi's bottom, pulling it to reveal his twitching entrance. He listened to Kakashi's breathing as he petted around his hole, and when he bent to lick the back of one strong thigh, Kakashi made a funny, low-pitched sound. Aruka nipped and sucked his way up and then dropped the lubricant on the bed so he could grip both sides of Kakashi's bottom properly, thumbs digging into the flesh. He pulled his cheeks apart and then, without warning, bent close to tongue at Kakashi's hole. Kakashi strangled out, "What are you doing?" and then made short, abortive movements, as if he couldn't decide if he wanted to pull away or push back against Aruka's mouth. Aruka could feel his prim shock and deeply interested want. He smiled, even as he stiffened his tongue and jabbed at the puckered flesh. Kakashi groaned. He reached back and grabbed at Aruka's hair, tugging at it, but Aruka worked at him, blindly fumbling with the cover of the lube. He dipped his finger in and pulled back to slide his slicked middle finger slowly inside. He listened to their link as he worked his finger in and out, and felt Kakashi's body relax around the intrusion before trying another. Are you ready? Aruka asked after what seemed to be far too long according to his hard dick, rubbing one hand over Kakashi's lower back. "Sure," Kakashi said, an attempt at a drawl, but his voice was shaky. Aruka grasped his prick with one hand, tossed the loose strands out of his face, and then rubbed the reddened cockhead against the ready slit. He lined up and pushed. Kakashi exhaled, a heavy sound. He was so very hot around Aruka's cock, and Aruka detected his discomfort, even though he made no sound. Aruka went as slow as he possibly could, working his way with short pulses until the dark tangle of his pubic hair brushed against the curve of Kakashi's ass. Panting, he stopped. So hard, and Kakashi was so tight, but he stopped. "It's all right," Kakashi informed him. He sounded bored, and Aruka knew better. "It doesn't hurt now, it just feels full. I've been through more pain than this on missions." "Can I, you know..." "Go ahead." Aruka huffed at Kakashi's mild tone, but pulled back to thrust in again. It felt so good. He wanted it to last as long as he could. He focused his attention on the pale plane of Kakashi's back, lean muscle rippling under scarred skin. Unable to help himself, Aruka leaned forward to lick at the dip of his spine, and Kakashi made a surprised yelp. "What is it?" Aruka said, stopping instantly. "That was... wow!" Kakashi felt surprised and completely annoyed at the same time. "You hit my prostate! Keep going! Try that angle again!" Aruka placed a hand on one of Kakashi's shoulders, moving inside him and hoping his eyes weren't rolling in the back of his head from the perfect tightness. Aruka had the insanely deep urge to see Kakashi's face, and he stopped. Kakashi peered over his shoulder at a motionless Aruka, frowning. His hair fell over the Sharingan eye. "What are you waiting for? I said keep going."
"Can we?"
Aruka blushed, and then chided himself almost immediately. He was buried balls deep in the man, and he couldn't express a simple wish. "Do you think you could turn over?" Kakashi's consideration was weighty. Aruka was about to retract the request, thinking that Kakashi would have a problem in the missionary position without his mask, even though Aruka had seen his damn face. But then Kakashi shifted. He lay down slowly, flat on his chest, but drawing one knee up at the same time. Aruka tried to pull out, but Kakashi tightened around him, a signal for him not to move. Then Kakashi began to turn carefully. He stretched that drawn-up knee out, swinging it over and up as he moved slowly. That long leg passed over Aruka's head as Kakashi continued to roll over, his whole rotating around Aruka's cock. It was an incredible thing to see and feel, and when Kakashi finally settled on his back, he was smirking up at Aruka's stunned expression. Aruka hadn't slipped out of him at all. "Read about that in Itcha Itcha," Kakashi said smugly, and rested his hands behind his head, a picture of self-satisfaction. "Thought I'd try it out."
"No wonder they call you a genius," Aruka returned, and Kakashi grinned at him.
In the bottom row of his teeth, two of them were slightly crooked. Aruka thought that small detail of imperfection was astonishingly cute. He bent down and pressed his lips to Kakashi's, rocking his hips backwards and forwards, trying out different angles, until Kakashi flinched again, swearing this time.
"Ugh," he moaned, and his eyelids fluttered.
It was odd, Aruka thought distantly, that his hair and eyebrows were so platinum, yet his eyelashes were dark and thick. Kakashi grabbed onto his arms and pushed up against him. His cheeks flushed as he gave Aruka a half-lidded gaze.
"Yeah," he murmured in encouragement and arched up, shuddering.
Aruka bit at his neck, licking along his collarbone. Aruka's hair was damp with sweat, and it stuck to his neck in wispy clumps. He braced himself on his forearms and tried to kiss Kakashi as his hips worked.
"So tight," he muttered against Kakashi's mouth. "You feel so good."
Kakashi spread his legs even more and went up on his elbows. He tilted his head back, and Aruka bit on the corded length of his neck, their bodies slick and perfect together. Aruka had to stop. If he hadn't, he would have come in a few seconds. Kakashi's chest moved quickly against his as they panted.
"Sure you don't want to try being on top?"
Aruka nuzzled his jaw, licked the sweat off his collarbone.
"You know me," Kakashi answered and sought his mouth. "Lazy."
Aruka chuckled and then laughed. He rolled them over and grinned at Kakashi's pout.
"Ride me," he said, voice dripping with lust.
Kakashi sat back, and Aruka raised his knees for him to rest against. Kakashi remained still for a few moments, and then moved his hips in a circular motion. Aruka's hands gripped at his hips, helping him to move. Aruka watched his face, how Kakashi stared down at him. He licked his lips and braced his hands on Aruka's chest for a few seconds before he slid them to clutch at his shoulders.
"Fuck!" Kakashi breathed and writhed and paled beautifully.
Aruka slipped a hand over his prick, jerking at it, and thrust up. Kakashi's fingers dug into his skin.
"Aruka!"
He came as if he didn't expect it, body jolting with every hot spurt of his cock, the sensation of it splattering over Aruka's stomach, and how he clenched around Aruka brought him over the edge. He wrapped his arms around Kakashi's neck, dragging him down so he could have him close as he came.
"Aruka, Aruka," Kakashi murmured over and over again, his face buried in Aruka's neck. His breath was hot, and he exhaled deeply when Aruka's limp cock slipped out of him. Kakashi? Aruka rolled him over onto their sides, stroking Kakashi's fair hair out of his face. How? What did you think?
It was pleasurable, Kakashi said, his eyes closed and a tiny grin dimpling his cheeks.
And that thing before, with your tongue...
He trailed off, eyebrows furrowed. Interesting.
Aruka laughed. He pressed close, stroking along Kakashi's side and kissing him deeply. Kakashi's fingers danced over his skin, tracing the ink of his tattoos.
Aruka said, "Let me get a cloth." They both felt the rapid dismantling of the seals and heard the door slam open.
"Aruka!" Naruto bellowed. "Are you here?"
His footsteps thundered through the apartment. Kakashi and Aruka moved like shadows, slipping underneath the covers in barely a heartbeat.
"Granny Tsunade and Hiromasa said you got yourselves all bonded, whatever that means."
What? He had already shoved open the door to Aruka's room, and his bright blue gaze was locked on the two men in bed. Kakashi had the sheets pulled up to his nose, and Aruka was sitting up, hoping the heady smell of sex wasn't too strong. Naruto blinked.
"Naruto," Aruka began, but Naruto was making wild motions in the air with both hands. "Yeah, I know what you said about the privacy thing when your door is locked and all that. I really remember, but... Hi, Kaka-sensei."
"Yo," Kakashi answered, and Aruka spared him a quick glance before returning his attention to Naruto.
"There was an incident on a mission," Aruka told him. "We were bonded like the Hokage told you. We have to keep physically close for a while."
"Close? Maybe this is a bit too close, don't you think?" Naruto jerked his chin at them.
"We could be closer," Kakashi teased, and while he was genuinely amused at Naruto's discomfiture, there was a faint edge of hysteria that Aruka detected.
"Shall we show you?"
"No!" Naruto had gone back to the windmill arms.
"No, don't bother!"
He tugged at his hair, pulled at his vest, and then calmed down a little.
"Holy shit, Aruka Nichon!"
"Naruto!"
"Sorry, I mean, this has totally turned my world upside down, okay?"
"I know the feeling," Kakashi said, snuggling down even more in Aruka's bed. "You'll get used to it."
Naruto pouted, worrying his bottom lip.
"Well, at least it's Kakashi-sensei. That's good, I guess."
Aruka felt a wave of Kakashi's surprise tickle against the back of his mind.
"Is it?" Kakashi asked. He went up on one elbow to stare at Naruto,
the soft cotton of Aruka's sheet still over the lower half of his face.
"Yeah."
Naruto rubbed the back of his head, and then smiled, as bright as his wont.
"Yeah, you're really okay, Kakashi-sensei. You're cool."
"Cool," Kakashi repeated slowly, and arched a single pale eyebrow. "I've been called that before, I think."
"Just don't mess up, you know?"
Naruto stared at them, and Aruka was taken aback by the unusual severity of his expression.
"You guys are important to me."
He toed the ground and lifted his shoulders in a single shrug.
"Both of you."
Aruka was deeply touched, and this was echoed in the surprise filtering from Kakashi.
"Thank you, Naruto,"
Aruka finally said. "Now, if you'll give us a chance to get dressed..." Naruto appeared perplexed for a moment, and then comprehension dawned over his face, accompanied by obvious horror at the idea of their nakedness.
"Oh, okay, yeah, sure,"
he dashed out, slamming the door.
"I'll make us something to eat."
Aruka sighed and combed his fingers through his hair, then scrubbed at his face, feeling the light rasp of stubble. Kakashi shifted beside him and touched his back,
touch skating up the bumps of his spine. Kakashi's chin settled on his shoulder, and then warm lips brushed against his skin. Haruka closed his eyes at the sweetness of it.
"Can he cook?"
"Somewhat." Haruka lay back in bed, and Kakashi stretched out beside him, their arms touching.
"You won't die from it."
"Well, hopefully not." They were silent, listening to the clatter of Naruto in the kitchen.
"I hope he doesn't cook some of your plants,"
Kakashi whispered, and Haruka burst out laughing. Naruto wasn't a bad cook, all things considering. He had to be argued out of trying his hand at noodles, and would screech about being scarred for life. "For life, Haruka!" whenever Haruka saw it fit to give Kakashi a quick peck on his lips, hidden by his mask. Kakashi and Haruka discovered that they could refrain from keeping contact for a few minutes at a time without collapsing, a very good sign. But their bodies gravitated to each other in the nights. They would wake up in a confusing, arousing tangle, bringing each other off with lips and hands. They played a round of Jenkin to determine where they would stay next, and Kakashi lost that round. He found he didn't mind. Haruka's place was smaller than his, and all those plants didn't help, but it was cozy and neat. When Tenzo came to visit, Haruka asked that he book a secluded training ground for their use. And they were informed that, naturally, most of their friends were aware of their situation.
"They are?" Kakashi let his mouth twist when he heard that. "Can't hide anything in a hidden village, can you?"
"I'm not sure you should even try," Haruka told him, and when Tenzo and Naruto had left for the evening, he had climbed into Kakashi's lap and kissed him until they were both dizzy with want. Kakashi caught him gazing out of the window now and again, and couldn't comprehend the longing Haruka was broadcasting, of wanting to be outside, talking to people. He knew Haruka was friendly, but he had no idea that the sensei yearned to be around other people. Kakashi couldn't relate. He specialized in removing himself from everyone else, placing barriers against himself and the rest of the world, his mask, his books, and his nonchalant speech. Haruka liked other people. And they liked him. Odd, really. But Kakashi felt he could relate to how they felt about Haruka. He was smart and kind, and he seemed to balance Kakashi's antisocial tendencies quite well. For a person who seemed to be the opposite of Kakashi in nearly every way, they felt good together. Kakashi wondered, had the seal hadn't struck them, if he would have found out how sly and sweet Haruka's smile could be.